This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Brynn and I are working out all our camera angles for the Ask Me Anything segment.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. Oh, look at
I hear
Cameron.
You talking about your top. Oh, Cameron.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how much of my chest I can show. Like, I'm gonna block some of it.
I'm Holy telling you, I am. Sarah,
right?
Jeez. Nobody.
That is fully.
It's fully. The Alice Instagram. Oh, damn.
You can't see it. It was on. That's the most skin
I've ever seen on
Sarah.
I'm
getting a little heated over here. My goodness.
Well, I don't show a lot of skin. It's a special thing for the Alice listeners or whatever, the viewers of the thing. I feel like that way people won't notice, you know. I was thinking, though, since Bryn's going to be topless too, we should just do a split screen. Don't you think? People are just as interested in seeing you topless.
That's not true, Sarah.
That is true.
This is a question segment for you. All about
yeah, but okay. I just think that a split screen seems more fair.
Was it split screen when we did it last time?
No, Bryn was tiny. He was like up in the corner.
Is
that true?
And me on the corner.
Yeah. So I would rather just do a split screen.
And you only know that because you watched the one we
right? I totally watched it.
When Bryn and I did that last Friday. Him and I were the same size on my little phone here, so I didn't notice that.
Did we use Messenger? And then you just tape it the way you do it? Oh, hi, Anita. Boy, there's a whole family matters going on there
in Bryn's house. Get
hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita.
So Vinny said hi, too. Okay, bye.
Sorry, guys, having fun in there.
No,
all right, anyway, less than an hour from now. I'm doing my Ask Me Anything. You've got another hour to get your questions in.
This is exciting.
Keep them softballs, people. Listen,
it's
Friday.
Exciting.
Let's just try to go into the weekend on a positive note.
And it looks like you're going to get to see at least a little shoulder and some chest freckle, which is nice.
I have my chest freckles going.
Ay-yi-yi.
I can't believe.
Look at that. Doesn't it look? I mean, I look naked when
like
I go
you're
like
naked.
Look
great. Yeah, you look great.
See, it's naked. Bryn says. He's going to go like this the whole interview. See how I'm like putting my collarbones for it. He goes, and then I'm going to reach up and scratch my head a bunch of times, you know, show off his guns. See? See, we're all worried about the camera angles. I can't believe this. This is like the silliest thing ever.
It'll be fun.
I had to go get some Band-Aids for my areas.
Oh, good. There you go.
We're going to, by the way. Oh, never. I don't want to blow all of
no,
them.
Well, by the way.
Do? No, 10 o'clock. Just tune in.
All right.
Me.
Our text number. Yeah, you can text us. We still get them. We are broadcasting from our separate homes. This is the end of week number 6. Broadcasting from our home locations.
Incredible. I don't know how 6 weeks went by, and yet it also seems like it took forever.
Right. But here we are on opposite sides of the bay and somehow getting it done for 6 full weeks. But
you
we
and
still
I are
get-
probably easily 90 miles apart right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we are still getting your texts. We'd love to hear from you. It is our connection to the outside world, so please keep them coming. The number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote today. Newsom said on Wednesday, there is no date to ease coronavirus shelter-at-home restrictions and reopen California's economy. Yeah, I mean, we're looking at the list that was put out by the Merck today. Had some days and dates in different communities or counties, I should say, that are just undoable. It's too soon.
Yeah. I mean, I'm ready for it, but it does seem like, oh, that seems fast.
Right. And I know that everybody's kind of ready for it in their own different way.
Right.
But, and that said, it looks like as we emerge, it'll be a very different look, as in your half your face will be covered. And yet, I'll do it. I'll put my mask on and go deal with whatever we got to. Sarah, what's the name of the show about renting in Amsterdam or Ecuador?
It's called House Hunters International. It's just an HGTV show, but it's not like the ones where it's some small town in the United States. It's international. And some of them are really good because the people have a budget. Other ones, it's like, oh boy. Yeah, well, we have $400 a month to spend. I'm like, oh no, this isn't going to be good.
I love this. My kids are opening a restaurant in our house, and my wife and I are having date night, starting with cocktails and apps on the deck, and then three course.
Oh, man, I should tell my kids to do that. That's great.
There you go. Your
that
kid
is, great.
Is a chef, too,
he
right?
He is. I know. I'd be like, listen, I want to do a little date night for your dad. Will you help me out with this? Let's make some. And, you know, although maybe I'll just make the cocktails. I want them to be good. I want the right ratios.
There's a great suggestion for you. Get the kids working on a date night for mom and dad. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
I love that.
Do whatever you got to do. Tell them, look, mom and dad are trying to stay together. We need your help. That ought to get them working.
Right. We're about to kill each other. You want that? Is that what you want?
Do you want to save this family or not?
Then make us dinner and make it good.
Sarah, I'm with you. I'm so grateful that I don't have little kids right now, and sending good vibes to Vinny and all the other parents dealing with their kids.
Yeah, wish there was some way I could help you.
No, you don't.
I know.
I know.
I do feel bad for you, though. I really do.
Well,
I think,
look.
I picture you just as I'm sitting, you know, by my pond reading a book. I'm like, oh, I wonder what Vinny's doing.
I've talked about this for years now, so people who are new to the show are probably catching it and getting a different vibe. But the truth is that I have my own challenges, and patience is one of them. And so I'm, you know, look, I wanted to have kids with my wife, and we did, and I didn't ask for it, but I'm her partner, and I'm trying to be a good partner through all of this, but I'm not built for it the same way some of you are. So when you hear me whining, it's not that, you know, look, it's just is, I'm just not equipped.
Listen, everybody, it's your God-given right to whine. And frankly, I don't want to hear how, you know, I used to cry because I had no shoes till I met who had no feet. No, I'm going to whine about my thing. That's what I'm dealing with. The whining is happening and you're going to put up with it. I actually like hearing you whine. It's fine. He just gives us a glimpse into your world. We're not asking anybody to compare it to anybody else. We get it. There's people way worse off.
Right. No, I believe
me. But
it's
fun to revel in someone else's misery, in my humble opinion.
Happy Friday. I wanted to let Vinny know that he can order from Whole Foods through Amazon Prime on the app. Deliveries become available throughout the day or at midnight. Have a good weekend.
Goodness gracious.
I did not know that. I've been making little short trips and just getting the things we need. We need certain fresh meats and certain fresh fruit and vegetables. But for the most part, and it's fine. I'm putting on a mask and I run in and I run out and it's not a big deal. And they're now equipped much better than they were to deal with the spacing in lines. And so it's actually goes fairly quickly.
Yeah, and people are just into that sort of new routine. They get it. You're going to have to wait for a minute, and it's okay.
I live in Illinois, and we are mandated to stay at home until May 30th. I feel really lucky that I have a job and I can work from home.
Yeah, I feel that way, too.
Me,
very,
too.
Very lucky.
Sarah, Afterlife 2 drops today.
I know. I am all over it. But that's something John and I are watching. I can't watch that with the kids, and they take up my whole weekend. So, board games, and card games, and movies, and anime. It's awesome.
The Benefit album you're thinking of is called Sweet Relief. Yes, that's what it's called.
That's exactly the one. Is it for Victoria Williams?
I don't know. We have to look. Bryn?
Oh, yeah. It was for Victoria Williams.
Okay. Yeah, that's why we're screwed up. Yeah, because that's exactly what I totally looked it up, and I couldn't find one.
I think Lucinda Williams is on one of those songs that...
Oh!
Maybe that's why we have it in our head that it's... Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, what's the name of the Lucinda Williams song that's on there?
Oh.
Oh, forget it. I'm sorry I asked. Jesus. I guess you're the only one asking questions today, huh?
Oh, I cannot wait for this. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. You're going to be busy. You can't even watch it. You go take care of those kids of yours.
I know. My shift starts in... What time is it? My shift starts in 44 minutes.
Yep. So, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to see my Ask Me Anything.
Oh, I'm going to see it. I'm going to figure it out.
You're not.
Vinny's side piece is awesome. Alice in the morning and Alt 105 at night. Well, I mean, it's the one night for 1 hour.
Oh, you should
hour,
do it every night. You should cut a thing for every night. Like, you know, spend more time with your side piece. I don't understand those gestures you're making at me. That's weird. Huh. Reach for the stars. There you go.
That wasn't it.
That's what it was, huh?
That wasn't it at all. No, no. It was more along the lines of To the Moon, Alice, but whatever. Whatever you say, right?
Yep.
What was the name of the Oakland artist you played today?
Oh, do you have her name right in front of you? I don't have that right in front of me. It was English. Haley English? Hazel English. Hazel English was her name.
That's right, Sarah.
I don't have the thing in front of me anymore. Yeah, she was good. Like, it totally reminded me of, like, you know, Juliana Hatfield. Like, it just felt like that vibe. Very 90s throwback. Which she was, I think she's born in 1990, so she would have been like a little kid during all that grunge stuff. Probably heard it on the radio if her parents were cool, you know. Grew up with Live 105.
Here's another nice support text that I'd like to read. Vinny, I love your side piece. And the Aww. Stories are what make it awesome. Love getting to hear about you and your love of the songs and memories. Have a great weekend. That's nice of you to say.
That is nice.
Except they had to drop important songs in order for me to... be a blowhard, so I'm going to try to find some word economy here, and I'll find the sweet spot and get it dialed so that
just
all the songs get in there.
Just have them put the crappiest songs at the end, and then if you go long, the whole point is not just the music, it's that you're on there telling stories. Don't minimize that. That's ridiculous. You should take your time and tell the stories. It's your show.
I hope you do that during the Ask Me Anything today, too.
Well, what do we got? I think it's only 15 minutes, so how...
realized is that's not nearly enough time. Mm-hmm. Right, Bryn?
You mean it's more than enough time. It'll Nobody wants by. To sit there for a live half-hour thing. It's not 15 minutes.
I think
minutes
what I learned all. From Vinny's is that I just got to gather all the hard-hitting questions first. Because
No. Hold on a second. There was one hard-hitting question during that whole thing. That is my quota.
Well, you can say that from a viewer's perspective. You're not answering the questions. You know, I'm sure he felt.
You're right. I'm not answering
them.
Those songs made my butt sweat. Okay, I mean those questions made me
the songs. I'm like, are you dancing over there? With
those
just
questions
butt?
Were killing me. They were the hardest questions I've ever heard. So honestly, that's really where you need to put Sarah. With her butt needs to sweat. Thank you.
All right.
Well, that won't happen. I'm in shorts. Oh, I might even turn on the AC.
What?
Do I have to shave my armpits? I probably do, huh?
Oh, look at you showing us your armpits. I can't see any hair. There's no way you need to worry about
that. Yeah, but if I'm
going to
be most of the screen, you know, because Bryn's going to be that tiny little
block. It's still
block.
Not that. There's no way. Besides, you're going to put your arms up?
Well, we're going to take our shirts off, you know?
Oh, you're going to actually disrobe while on camera.
I think
I like
we
it.
Should. I think that's, you know.
All right.
Feels like the right thing to do. Don't forget, everybody, Alice973 Instagram, 10 o'clock. Woohoo, be there for that.
Vinny, the antibody test is available. Yeah, I'll do that. I'm going to look this up. That's this healthlabs.com. I'll look it up because I think I had the coronavirus already.
Yeah, you got to find out. That's that would be incredibly interesting to find out if you had it. And then, I mean, just to know that there's a test that can find out if you did. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, I feel like that was it.
Mm-hmm. Ozzy definitely bit the head off a bat because later, when he realized that it was a live bat, they couldn't track it down. I believe he was live on stage when it happened. Someone had thrown it on the stage. But the story goes that they weren't able to test it for, what do they test for?
Rabies.
And he had to get that those
oh,
shots.
Oh, all the shots in the stomach? Awesome. I hear he snorted lines of ants, too.
Yeah, that's one of the famous stories when he toured with Motley Crue. They were just...
I hope that's made up. That just sounds... Can you imagine snorting ants into your head? You know they'd live for a while. That is hideous.
I know.
Crawling
but you know,
around
I'm
in
not,
your sinuses.
I'm not even kind of surprised by it. And you know what tours are like? In fact, you brought it up when I mentioned Marilyn Manson and getting to interview him backstage. One of the things I didn't even think to mention in my little story was the amount of... hand trucks, you know, dollies. What do you call those? Is that a
dollies.
Hand truck?
Yeah, sure.
Dollies. These guys were wheeling in enough booze
for the whole place.
For the whole venue. And this was just for Marilyn Manson's backstage party. And as I watched all the booze go by, I thought, this is one night, one show. And that's their party.
Right.
And they do this everywhere they go. How they survive tours, I don't even know. Honestly.
Well, here they still are, though.
Well, he sure doesn't look like he used to, I'll tell
well,
you that.
Nobody does, Vin. I mean, the age hits you with a bat repeatedly every year. A couple more. I mean, God, it's tough.
This radio.com app is the very best. Working smooth and beautiful again today.
Oh, lovely. How nice to hear.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that. Hey, Vin, I'm an Oakland Raider fan, and I won't be following them to Vegas. I have no interest in supporting them in a new state. If they stayed in California, it would be totally... Oh, boy, I lost it. Sorry, these come
through. We get
through.
The vibe. There are people
oh,
who
it
would
have been easier. Yeah, I just feel like everybody with their loyalty... What about the team's loyalty to you?
Right.
You're
How about
keep
it?
Supporting them when they pick up and split for LA and then they come back and then they pick up and split again for Vegas?
Forget about it.
If you want to, you can, but I wouldn't. Vinny, you were confirmed to have the flu. You'd have to be the most unlucky bastard to have them both at the same time.
But it's
I
possible.
Know, but I don't. And you're right. They did a test. They stuck that thing up my nose, and they told me I had the flu, and I went with that. But the specifics of what I had line up with coronavirus. I don't know what to say. That dry, hideous cough that wouldn't quit.
Right.
Vinny, I'm wondering if you got the flu shot. I don't know if that would show. The flu antibodies, but that might be the reason you tested positive for the flu. Oh.
Say that again?
I'm wondering if you got the flu shot. I don't know if that would show the flu antibodies, but that might be the reason you tested positive for the flu. I don't know about all that,
oh,
but I do know I absolutely get a yearly flu shot. And this year, it let me down bad because I lost 3 or 4 days of work. Because of that flu I got.
Yeah. I think it was 3. I think we had Johnny on for 2 and Marcus on for 1 of them.
Yeah, but the day I showed up feeling sick was a complete waste.
Well, it's always fun to have you.
I'm just saying, you know, I was a wreck that day, and I only came in because I didn't know what to do. It was.
And you wanted to pass it along to us, so thank
no,
you.
No, that's not why. Jerko. You don't.
You're the one who brought it into work.
I wouldn't do
How
that.
How am I the jerko?
I'm just
I know
trying
you
to support you guys and not leave you hanging. God.
Thanks.
Hey, Vinny, if everybody is wearing a mask, then I don't need to wear.
No, that is, you do. That's the whole thing, right?
I'm fully protected from all your germs, and you guys are protected from,
no.
That's, so then everyone goes out without a mask, if that's the thinking.
Everybody wears a mask. And... Also, you're putting your sputum out into the air now instead of catching it in the mask. I mean, it's if we're all wearing masks, then no sputum's in the air. If you're not wearing a mask, your sputum's in the air. So stop it. Damn it.
I have this jimmying of the car windows. For some reason, I think certain areas are floating, like there's floating sputum, and other areas I feel safe. I don't know what it is, but there's certain parts of town I go through where I'm like, I don't like the look of the sputum around here. Windows up.
I can't even see the speed limit. I hate it.
Too many people hanging around on these sidewalks here. I'm going to put the windows up.
This is Speedum Central.
Mm-hmm.
Speedum is a nice new word that we're using all the time now. Hunker, speeder, speedum, and speeder.
Oh, I have a question I need to get into the Ask Me Anything. Listen, don't send them to the text. You need to send them to Bryn on the Alice Instagram. Mm. This one is riveting, though. I hope they
What is it? Ask me now. Get me warmed up.
Bryn, I have a question for Sarah's Ask Anything. Sarah, when you switched teams, what intimate practices do you enjoy with your lesbian partners?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I would certainly take that on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you don't want to now? Or you're going to say
oh, you
that?
Want to do, I'll do it now.
Sure.
I can't say that I've ever really switched teams. I have made out with some chicks, and I've done a little feeling around, but I've never gone anywhere past that.
You want to go on record and say you never kissed Australia?
Never. I've never done it.
What?
Well, I'll dig into the feeling around on the AMA.
Well, kids could be watching. I don't know that you want to do that.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk about it, but it's not the secret.
Well, it seems that Bryn and I already, unfortunately, crashed the sponsorship for the segment, so.
You jerks.
Feel free to say whatever you want. You know, I didn't realize that that's the way that was going to end up going.
I don't think that was the case.
You don't, really?
No, I don't either. Right. I thought that was perfectly fine. But maybe they didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Point, though. We're not worried about anything now, so let's just
go
ahead.
Not one thing.
Crazy.
All right,
let it rip, Sarah.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to say goodbye in just a sec, right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Friday, you guys. Have a great weekend. There's absolutely nothing going on between then and now that you have to pay any attention to. We'll see you on Monday.
Nice try, punk. Nice try. Sarah's Ask Me Anything on Instagram starts soon.
Yep, check 7 minutes from now or something.
She's
Yay.
Working on her toplessness. I don't know why. There's no
it.
Effort needed. Just.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why
I'm
are
gonna
you.
I'm going to bend forward this way so it looks like I don't have a top on.
You're really going to do the whole segment like that?
Yeah, like this. Isn't that comfortable?
I think you should just take the shirt off completely. What are you
I'm going to take the shirt off. Don't worry about it. I'm just pulling it down because I've noticed that the neck, of course, I've stretched it out really wide now.
Yeah.
But my poor Def Leppard shirt's suffering. Anyway, yes, all the nuts and bolts of my life, I'm sure it's going to be just fascinating. So please join us.
We need at least 5,000 tune-ins, everyone. So everybody check in.
That.
Go straight from your radio right now to, keep your radio on and find another way to look in on that. Mm-hmm. Ask Me Anything with Sarah.
Coming up at 10. I can't wait.
Hey, do we know if, has Jane scheduled for next Friday or is that still just not up, that's
we don't know yet, but
I'm
going to
text her right now and I'll let you know during the Ask Me Anything.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's my question for
Have
you.
A lovely weekend, everyone. See you Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.